Let's shift to what I would call the week's single most awe-inspiring story, and I want to be precise about why. The Vesuvius Challenge, the Scroll Prize project at scrollprize.org, has announced that an entire Herculaneum scroll has been read for the first time. Not a fragment, not a section, an entire scroll. This is a document that was carbonized by the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in 79 AD, buried for nearly 2,000 years, and until recently considered physically impossible to read because unrolling it would destroy it.
The technical pathway here is worth explaining because it's genuinely extraordinary. The Vesuvius Challenge, which launched in 2023, used a combination of X-ray computed tomography, essentially CT scanning the scrolls without opening them, and machine learning models trained to detect subtle ink patterns on the carbonized papyrus surfaces. The challenge drew contributions from researchers and developers worldwide, and the HN community was deeply involved at multiple stages. Several of the winning technical approaches came from people who found the challenge through Hacker News.
The score on this story, 1,341, with 283 comments, tells you how much this resonated. And what I find remarkable from a historical standpoint is what we might actually be reading. The Herculaneum Library was a private collection, believed by many scholars to have belonged to the family of Julius Caesar's father-in-law. The scrolls that have been partially read so far include works by Epicurean philosophers, texts we knew existed from references in other ancient sources, but had never actually seen. Every scroll that's successfully decoded is potentially new primary source material for ancient philosophy, history, or literature.
The machine learning component of this is technically sophisticated in ways that the popular coverage often undersells. These models aren't just doing optical character recognition on damaged text. They're learning to distinguish between subtle density variations in CT scan data that correspond to ancient ink on carbonized papyrus. The training data is extraordinarily sparse compared to what modern OCR systems work with. The fact that it's working at all is a meaningful contribution to the field of computational imaging, independent of the historical content.
And the prize structure of the Vesuvius Challenge is worth noting as a model. Rather than a single large grant to a single institution, they structured it as a series of milestone prizes, smaller rewards for intermediate achievements, larger rewards for full breakthroughs. That created a tournament dynamic that attracted a much wider range of participants than traditional academic grant structures would have. Economists who study innovation contests have argued for years that prize models outperform grants for problems where you don't know in advance which approach will work. This seems like strong evidence for that thesis.
The 283 HN comments included some remarkable threads from people with expertise in ancient Greek paleography, discussing what specific letter forms in the revealed text tell us about the scroll's dating and provenance. That kind of expert community response is exactly why the HN comment ecosystem matters. It's not just enthusiasm. It's substantive peer review happening in near real time.
And in a week, that's also giving us Mozart's handwritten notebook, unearthed in Paris, a 22-year-old Mozart's personal workbook, which is an extraordinary primary source for understanding how his compositional thinking developed in his early 20s, there's something thematically coherent happening. The past is becoming more legible. The tools we've built to analyze the present are turning out to be powerful tools for recovering what came before.
The Mozart discovery got a modest 75 points on HN, with only 10 comments, which probably reflects the fact that the Herculaneum story was pulling all the oxygen in the historical discovery space this week. But it's worth noting that Mozart's compositional notebooks from his formative years are extremely rare. Most of what survived was finished work or correspondence, not the actual working drafts. A notebook from when he was 22 is the kind of primary source that musicologists and music historians write entire careers around.